Hi there, Richard here. I want to talk about the newly released show called World Gone Wrong. From the team who brought you Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery, World Gone Wrong is a cozy chat show hosted by best friends Malik and Jamie, set in a wildly fictional world, a world that seems to be coming to an end. They discuss topics like, how worried should I be about sewer alligators reading maps in downtown Chicago? Or, should I change my office hours to accommodate the vampire student in my class? Living through the apocalypse is hard, but it's easier with friends. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a sneak peek of the show. World Gone Wrong. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Visionaries, Episode 5, The First and the Last.
Athena sits at the glass table inside of the conference room. Radon paces back and forth.
Bo had no right taking my slave without my consent.
I don't care about your slave. She's been a problem since Lore's vision.
Ira walks Jarno inside.
Thank you, Ira.
Is there anything you need me to do?
You can go back to slave's camp.
Ira, wait outside for me.
No word has gotten out yet. I told Bo to keep his guards quiet. Ariz, the slave, and Grayson are all arrested.
The healer shouldn't have been arrested.
Neither my slave.
You just took ownership. All of a sudden you're vouching for her.
I'm keeping her close to keep a pulse on the rebellion.
I didn't ask you to do that.
I told her to do it.
Why wasn't I told?
Arresting her after burning Udo alive? You're rallying the slaves.
And we don't treat our own like that. You don't want visionaries thinking you'll approach them as if they're dead-eyed.
I don't care what anyone thinks. You two should have told me.
You're right. Let's move forward.
Bull said Ariz was trying to defend slave Saya, and that Grayson was awake long before he got there.
Bull would do and say anything to please you.
I appreciate that type of passion and loyalty.
Passion! He was going to rape her. You want to reward him for that?
If it's in line with protecting visionaries, then absolutely.
Like Jackson's death?
Careful.
Everyone hated that he wanted to free slaves, so poisoning him was the best way to end it. With your way of thinking, it was in line with protecting visionaries.
You've had too much to drink.
The whole time I thought Marin acted alone, but maybe he had help. You did become the Archseer by default.
Enough! Athena, go cool off. Do I need to be worried about you two?
No.
Does she do that in front of other people?
I know how to handle my wife.
We need the healer to look into Bol's eyes.
I don't trust Ariz. If what Bol said is true, he's no different than Ion. I want to have Lore send a healer from his city.
Then word would get out that Grayson is a Greyborn with a threatening ability. This needs to be kept in-house.
How is he a Greyborn? And the only one to actually have power in his eyes?
He wasn't the only one. What Grayson did, what he can do, it's extremely rare.
What are you saying?
When the great diviner created Vision Rock, he had two sons.
Arak of the First Blood and Ors of the Greyborn.
Back then it was Greystorm. Both sons had the multi-ring eyes.
Yeah, but Ors could never use his power, just like all the Greyborns.
That's what Arak told people. But the truth is, Ors could use his eyes. His power was the same as Grayson's, absorbing a visionary's light.
Why was it a secret?
Can you imagine the fear of losing your light? And visionaries with gray eyes holding that type of power. Ors decided to keep it a secret, but then he started butting heads with Arak.
Why?
Vision Rock became home to many dead eyes. This was at the end of their world war, and the spores plague started spreading everywhere. Arak wanted to turn them away, but Oz thought they should do what their father would have wanted. They let Deadeyes come and live with visionaries as one people, but some Deadeyes tried to take over Vision Rock. The great diviner was killed by a Deadeye 3 years before, and Arak never let that go. Whereas Oz believed they shouldn't blame the entire human race for the faults of one man.
What did he do? Arak
killed those responsible and started Deadeye slavery. Visionaries backed Arak and declared him as the Archseer.
And then Oz got jealous. He killed Arak and then himself.
No. That was a lie. Arak committed suicide after Oz absorbed his light. After that, Oz killed himself. Arak's son saw everything. He became the second Archseer and told everyone the lie of Oz killing Arak. He banished all gray-eyed visionaries to the end of Vision Rock. That's how Greystone came to existence.
Why did Oz blind Arak?
Arak killed the child of a slave.
Why?
Arak believed the child was Oz's secret son. So to keep the visionary's gene pool clean, Arak killed the boy.
Arak made the right choice. He saved our legacy.
Once Riker became the second Archseer, he took control of the situation. So he lied. Because he knew the Greystorm were the strongest visionaries. We thought since Oz was the direct son of the great diviner, he would be the only one with that power. Now Grayson has it.
Then Grayson is a problem.
Just don't do it publicly. And make it painless.
Price walks outside. Every First Blood citizen moves away from him. However, Logan stands his ground as Price approaches him.
What's all this about?
Some incident with a guard and the Archseer's brother.
What did he do?
They won't say. I think a slave girl was involved, too. It's only a matter of time until Radon snaps. Deadeye slaves rebellion, Deadeye remainders across the sea, his brother.
Do you believe his across-the-sea story?
Well, lore is a lot of things, but I don't think he would lie.
If they come to Vision Rock, it's Greystone that'll be the first on their list. Seems like no matter what, I'll end up fighting Deadeyes for an Archseer that doesn't respect me or my city.
What were you thinking back there? You put a target on your back in the conference room.
I know.
Chances are he'll ask me to deal with you. I can't say no.
I guess we're enemies now. At least I can expect a fair fight.
I don't understand how you could treat this like a joke.
I feel the same way about you following him.
I'm following orders.
From a man you don't agree with.
It's not my place to disagree.
Then what are you if you can't voice your opinion?
Don't blame me for your reckless decisions. I've always told you to make peace.
You never had your city burned to the ground.
Because we made peace.
You think it's my fault for what the third Archseer did? My son is dying and I can't get help because he's a Greyborn. There is no peace.
I can talk to Radon for you.
I'm done talking.
What does that mean?
I don't have a choice, Logan.
You want to rebel?
I can't stand and do nothing anymore. That's why I'm telling you I'm not asking you to pick my side. And I know what this means for our friendship.
When do you leave, Price?
Tomorrow night.
You're not an ally anymore. Leave sooner.
Are you breaking your honor, old man?
I'm serious. Leave.
Grayson sits on the floor in his cell. The black bag remains over his head. A cell door slides open. The bag is ripped off of Grayson's head.
How long have you had those eyes?
I don't even know what happened, I swear.
You blinded him and took his light.
I did what?
Tomorrow is your trial for being an accomplice to the slaves' rebellion.
Radon,
if there's any part of you that actually cares for the family, you'll accept the sentence with no pushback. Open!
Will it be the same trial as Udo?
Same result.
Athena enters the cell room. Saya is shackled to the wall. Athena pulls out bandages and wraps Saya's leg.
What happened at the healer shop?
Grayson warned me that she would use me to get information.
I didn't set you up.
You sent me to Ari's shop to see Grayson, and now we're both arrested.
I had nothing to do with that.
I don't believe you.
I'm all you've got.
And what can you do besides sulk in the shadows, drunk, and whispering secrets? You let your husband die and did nothing. I was stupid to think you could help anyway.
Which one of us is chained, waiting to be executed just like Udo?
Don't say his name!
If just saying his name unhinges you, then you don't have what it takes to lead the rebellion.
What does it take? Bending over in front of Radon?
If that puts you two steps ahead, then yes. You need to see moves others haven't even thought of yet. Grayson just changed everything. You want to win the rebellion? He's the key.
What are you doing in all of this? Why do you want the rebellion to happen so bad?
Because it will help me.
With what?
Killing the Archseer and anyone else, I think, played a part in Jackson's death. We don't have time.
A flash of white light streamed from his eyes. It brightened the entire room.
How was Grayson after everything happened?
I can tell he had no idea what was going on. He also looked like he was in pain, and his eyes turned back to normal.
We need to get him out of Burning Candle. You have to leave with him.
I can't leave. The slave...
Radon can't ignore everything that's happening, and he's getting paranoid. I'll get you out. You leave for Greystone tonight.
Logan sits down on a bench in the empty courtyard. Suddenly, Marin plops down next to him.
Where are your guards? I could have killed you.
No, you couldn't.
No First Blood guards around either. What's going on? Something's not right.
I don't know.
Why do I have a feeling that you know something?
If I did, you're the last person I'd tell.
Honorable Loken, that honor blinds you.
It sounds like you're saying dishonesty enlightens you.
Would you put honor before your people?
The only time a Sun Warrior breaks his honor...
is to fight dishonor. Yes, I know the mantra. I'm asking, what if the Archseer is dishonest?
Is this the same Archseer you said you will stand behind?
Did you ever wonder what will happen when we go on that suicide mission across the sea? And think again if you believe the Archseer will come with us. He plans on staying and putting First Blood guards in every city. First Blood guards that will tell our people what to do.
He said that?
Yes. We can stop him if we work together.
Rebel. Against the Archseer.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that.
Logan stands up and exits the courtyard. Athena pokes her head inside of the library. Slave Ira stands by the bookshelf.
Lady Seer,
what are you doing here?
I was asked to stay longer.
By who?
Master Jarno.
If I go to his room right now and ask.
Your husband. He's the one that asked me to stay.
Why?
I report all suspicious slave activities. I am the one who told Raiden about the slave's rebellion.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with my husband.
I would do anything for Vision Rock.
Raiden has too much on his plate to meet with you. You can go to slave's camp.
Yes, Lady Seer.
Hold on. You said you would do anything for Vision Rock.
Yes.
The place that enslaved you and your people. It's hard to believe you love it like the rest of us. What is my husband doing for your loyalty?
I don't understand.
Yes, you do. You can leave now. Wait. Mask on.
Ira puts on her mask and exits. She shuts the door behind her. Athenia pours herself a glass of wine. She puts her ear by the books. She quickly removes all the books from the shelf and notices a passageway. She descends down the spiral staircase and approaches a shut door. She slowly opens it. Finds Metz putting a First Blood Visionary's limp body on a table.
Lady Seer!
The room is surrounded with water-filled jars. Each jar has a single ring red eye floating inside. Metz has a scalpel in one hand and the boy's red eye in the other.
What are you doing?
You shouldn't be here.
Answer me.
Research.
Is he dead?
Yes.
I'm going to speak to Raiden about this.
Lady Seer!
That's really annoying. Please stop.
Tasha? What are you doing here?
Bol is convinced that I had something to do with the Eternal Sleep Ceremony.
Did you tell him anything?
No. But he figured it out on his own. He'll start looking for her in Slaves Camp. I'm sorry.
So that's it? You're telling me we did everything for nothing?
You tried your best.
My best?
That's all Lexi really wanted.
You spat on my face and called me disgusting because you thought I was doing nothing to save Maya. And here you are, doing nothing.
You still don't get it. Life isn't all about you. I ignored the sleep ceremony until I had to burn my own son. I was 17. Maybe if I had cared before, my son would still be alive. Things need to change.
A guard walks up to Grayson's door. The guard is Price Crayborn in disguise.
Follow everything I say, and I'll keep my promise. The other two are waiting.
You got them out?
We don't have a lot of time.
Price opens Grayson's door. He leads him down the tunnel. Grayson stops at Tasha's cell.
We have to get her out.
There's no room.
Make room.
Grayson, it's okay. Don't jeopardize everything for me. Go.
They're going to question you.
I can handle them. Go.
Two slaves take off Raiden's mantle from his back. Athenia enters the room.
Everyone out.
What?
I saw your little experiment. You really live up to the name the borrower. Borrowed eyes, borrowed power, borrow mantle, borrow wife.
Raiden grabs Athenia by the throat.
I am not Jackson. Remember that.
People will find out.
Are you threatening me?
I don't spread secrets.
You don't sound convincing.
Why didn't I tell anyone about the cheating? Do you realize the damage that...
What did she tell you?
You're not even denying.
What did she say?
Nothing. It was spilling out of her eyes.
I can't control her feelings.
What feeling? She's power hungry. That's what I saw spilling out of her eyes. I mean, do you have feelings?
Don't be ridiculous.
She's using you. You know that, right?
I'm using her. She turned on her own people and told me about the slave's rebellion.
What did she get in return?
She is my informant. That's it.
What did you promise her?
I don't have time for this. I have a war coming. My brother is a Greyborn. Slaves want to rebel, and Deadeye Remainders on the other side will attack us by air 3 years from now. I will do whatever it takes to protect Vision Rock. Open!
The door opens and Metz steps inside.
What is it?
It's Grayson. He escaped.
Radon marches the hall with Metz beside him.
He had help.
Must have been someone in the tower.
The first blood guard runs up to Radon and drops on one knee.
What is it?
Locals say they saw General Price Greyborn talking with General Loken, Sun Warrior. It looked like they were planning.
Did you check the shore?
Not yet.
What are you waiting for? Go! Where is Loken and Price?
Loken is in his room. I stationed guards there. We can't account for Price.
Price Greyborn is guilty of conspiring with Grayson. Bring them back!
Three people wearing black cloaks sneak onto the shore. It's Price, Grayson, and Saya. She's holding baby Maya.
The shore has guards.
Grayson looks to his side and sees a row of dead First Blood guards, including the lead patrolman.
Let's go.
Price unties his boat.
Come on. I have to tie you guys up.
You sure this will work?
Our best bet is if people thought you were runaway slaves that I captured.
Grayson jumps into the boat. Price ties him up with a rope. Saya jumps on.
You won't make it.
We need to row faster.
You won't make it. I'll buy you some time, Price.
Saya, wait, no, don't do this.
Grayson, I love you.
Saya! Price, stop her, please! Price!
Black bags Grayson. And continues rowing.
Thank you for listening to Visionaries Audio Drama. If you like what you hear, kindly subscribe to us on visionariesaudiodrama.com. You can also follow us on social media for any updates. Ash to Flame.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could
like,
up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.